Officials say armed men entered El Hajj Umar Lamin Baji's home in the early morning hours. The attackers allegedly set the home ablaze and slit Baji's throat. He was the president of the Casamance Regional Council. Army spokesman Colonel Antoine Wardini says his troops arrived on the scene soon after.
Malheureusement, quand ils sont arrivés, les gens qui ont commis l'acte, l'incident, les gens étaient déjà partis.
Wardini says the attackers had fled, but witnesses reported seeing a number of armed men dressed in civilian clothes. Officials say the identity of the attackers is still unknown. The armed separatist group known as the Movement of Democratic Forces of Casamance has waged a battle for the region's independence since 1982. Rebels and the government signed a peace deal in 2004, but further talks have been delayed since then. Some rebel factions saw the agreement as a betrayal. Reacting to the news of Baji's killing on state radio, Senegalese President Abdoulaye Wade said he believed opponents of the peace process were behind it. Baji was a leading member of Mr. Wade's Senegalese Democratic Party. Mr. Wade made peace in Casamance a key campaign promise when he was elected 7 years ago. He is up for re-election in 2 months. Battles between Senegalese forces and Casamance rebels during the past 2 decades have left hundreds dead and landmines are scattered across the region. In recent weeks, gunmen ambushed a Senegalese army convoy involved in demining operations, killing 2 people and injuring 14. Casamance is an isolated region of Senegal, cut off from the rest of the country by the Gambia. Jordan Davis for VOA News, Dakar.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。